farmers and food processors may be able to get some help with organic certification cost. I'm Mike Davis, and here to tell us more about this program is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I know these costs of getting set up and getting certified, not insignificant, so this could really help some folks.
It can, and making that decision to go from conventional production practices to organic is not an easy one. And again, you said it right. There's some costs involved. So to help mitigate those costs, we have the Organic Certification Cost Share Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it can offer up to 50% reimbursement for some of those costs. And this is a USDA program that we administer. It's not state funded. So it's for those who want to make that move, and then we'll come alongside and get them some financial help to do it.
Now, there's a couple of farm credit associations that have stepped up to help out with this as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm real proud of our two farm credit groups in South Carolina. That's Ag South and Arbor One. And they'll come on and reimburse for up to 25% or another $250 toward that cost. So between the 50% by the USDA and 25% by these farm credits, that really gets the cost down to something that should be manageable. And again, for those farmers and sometimes the smaller farmers new to agriculture but want to make this move, this is designed to help them.
And SCDA also has some other cost share reimbursement programs. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we manage the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program every year, and with that comes some abilities to share in the Cool Bot, which is basically a refrigeration cold storage cost share. Then GAP and Good Agricultural Practices, there's some cost involved in meeting those certifications, so we come along with that. Water quality analysis, we'd help with that. Market development and trade shows types of things, so we help them with that, and produce safety rule, and that's really getting something that's more important. And then finally, value-added packaging. So if a farmer has a product and they're going to do value-added, meaning process it their own farm, and then some of the packaging costs, they can get some of those costs reimbursed as well. So quite a portfolio of help that can come to a farmer, and that is one of the missions of the Department of Agriculture is to administer those dollars that come from federal sources or otherwise. And, they can find out more. Are you going to ask me how they find out more? So I'll tell you. How about that? It's agriculture.sc.gov/grants, G-R-E-N-T-S. So really a whole host of things that farmers can do to cut some of the costs involved in some of their marketing and growing decisions.
Very good. Again, that's agriculture.sc.gov/grants. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.